media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. And if you're listening on CA.TV and have a Twitter account, you also can tweet us using the hashtag CA Hoops, and we can work the questions into the coaches that way. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. Before we talk about what's been a strong start to you guys, for you guys as well in conference play, I want to go back and talk non-conference a little bit, some quality wins against a challenging schedule for you guys. You've got the RPI in the 70s here in early January. Talk about what's pleased you and with your team's performance through the first couple months of the season.
Well, we've been through quite a few battles and experiences, and that's what we try to do with our non-conference schedule. And going into this season, we knew we had a lot of guys that had played quite a few minutes for us. So we challenged them probably more in our non-conference schedule than we ever have. And we had tremendous highs with some overtime victories, triple overtime victory against Florida International, and a double overtime victory against St. Peter's, and an overtime victory against South Florida on the same weekend. And then we got punched in the mouth a couple times. And I don't want to recall those memories, but I think we've grown from the highs and the lows. And we finished our non-conference schedule with a great performance at Indiana State going into Christmas. And I feel like our guys came back from Christmas ready to attack CAA play.
You brought back a veteran group, and I know sights are set on a CAA championship with this group. What do you think you learned about your team from the non-conference schedule that makes you feel good about the conference schedule and CAA play and heading into March?
The first thing we learned was just because you have a lot of guys back doesn't mean you're a good team. And every year is a new year, and every team begins the year under construction. And I think our guys learned that in our non-conference play. They learned it with close victories, but we also learned it when we got knocked to the mat. And an understanding of the fact that we're still under construction was very good for our team. It took a little bit of monkey off our back. It took a little pressure off our back, and our guys begin to understand that we got to grow and improve, and just like anybody else. So I think that's probably the number one thing that we've learned in this early part of the season.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for Coach Matheny this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I know when we talked back in the preseason and media day, you talked about making some subtle tweaks to your offense. You know, looking at the numbers, typical balance, all five starters, averaging between about 10 and 14 points per game. But how have the tweaks gone, and how are you pleased with where things are going?
I'm pleased with the fact that our players have embraced the changes. And it's been, when it works, our offense right now, it's a beautiful thing to watch. But we've had games where it hasn't been as good. And that's part of learning. We didn't do a major reconstruction, but we just did some tweaks and some changes. And in the learning process, we've stumbled a little bit. And so we're still trying to get everybody on the same page offensively. I am pleased. We as a coaching staff are pleased with where we think it could evolve. And I think it leads to balanced scoring, which is what we want out of our offense any year.
Got a media question queue. Can you get that for us, Christine?
Your next question comes from the line of Alex Riley from the Wilmington Star News. Your line is open.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You were kind of touching it on it there a second ago. You know, I think when the season started, so much of the talk was around, you know, teams returning a lot of guys and the veteran players that were coming back and who was going to be top the conference. Seems like a couple of weeks in now, we're seeing a lot of teams with some young guys, you know, kind of hitting the top of the conference right now. What does that do in terms of recognition nationally, and is it a good thing or a bad thing for this league right now to have so much kind of chaos at the beginning of the season?
I think this is a great basketball league, and I think this league has the reputation as a great basketball league, and as a result of having that reputation, not only the reputation, but the fact that it's true, then this league and the teams in this league attract very good talent. And when you attract very good talent, you'll have what you just referenced, new players in the league that can make an impact right away. That's not surprising to really any of the coaches or players. We know, and this is one thing we talk to our team about, but we know that every night there's great competition when you're playing a CAA game. And as a result of having great competition against the teams and the coaches you play against and the new individuals that come in and make an impact, you got a chance to improve. You are being developed and formed and shaped and calcified by the great competition of CAA play. And I think it's great for our league, and I think it's great for the reputation nationwide.
Thanks, sir.
Matt, off to a 3-1 start, your best ever since joining the league, including a come-from-behind win at home over against certainly a strong Towson team, and then that impressive win on the road Sunday at Hofstra. What did you do especially well in those games?
I like our guys' stick-to-itiveness. I like it, our ability to stay in the moment. Our Towson game, we won a victory that we've struggled to get. And what I mean by that is we did not play particularly well in the first half. A lot of credit goes to Towson, the way they guarded us in the first half in particular. And we didn't shoot it well. And a lot of times in the past when we have not shot the ball well, that means that we're not going to win. And we were able to come back and play a lot better in the second half. And we were very fortunate to get a close victory, but it's a victory that our team can build off of because, like I said, we haven't gotten that kind of victory in the past. And the thing about this league is you play back-to-back games so often. And we had a tough loss Friday night at Northeastern where they really, really outplayed us for the first 15, 20 minutes of the game. And even though we've had a great, valiant comeback, we came up short, and that can be so deflating. And for us to come back and play Sunday against a very good Hofstra team the way that we did just speaks to, again, the growth of our team, and it's something that we want to continue to grow from.
Before I let you go, you guys get to come back home where you're undefeated so far in your last season at Alumni Gym, and UNCW coming to town on Thursday. Just talk about the Seahawks.
Well, it's a new style in a lot of ways. They play very, very fast and probably faster. You probably have at your fingertips all the analytics that you can study about where they are in times of points per possession or seconds per possession. I can't follow all that stuff, Rob, but they play incredibly fast, and it's a new style of play, and they're fortunate to have some guys back from the championship teams that'll kind of carry the flag for them. So we know we got our hands full on Thursday night.
All right, Matt, great talking with you as always, and look forward to doing so throughout the season.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, take care.